This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
So this is it, Neil, the cafe I wanted to try for breakfast.
Looks lovely, Feifei. Let's get a table.
How about this one by the window?
Great.
Oh, nah, bit too bright. How about this one in the corner?
Looks good.
Bit too dark. And this one is close to the coffee machine. Bit too noisy.
Feifei, are you going to keep Goldilocksing all day, or can we actually order some breakfast?
Goldilocksing? 你是说童话中的 Goldilocks, 金凤花姑娘吗？啊，我懂你的意思了。Sorry, Neil.
Yes, let's just sit right here while I explain. The phrase comes from a fairy tale about a little girl called Goldilocks. One day, she finds an empty house in the forest. In the kitchen, there are three bowls of porridge. She tries them one by one. The first one is too hot, the second one is too cold, and the third one is just right.
Goldilocks, 金凤花姑娘，总是需要花很长的时间来做出任何选择。Oh, and then she chooses a chair to sit on, doesn't she?
Yes, and that takes a long time too. And finally, she sees three beds and takes a long time to choose which one to sleep in.
所以你的意思是我就像金凤花姑娘一样慢慢地决定坐在哪里试图找到最完美的那个座位。
Exactly. And I'm hungry. And you know what happens to Goldilocks?
Yes, I do. 金凤花姑娘闯入的房子是三只熊的家。三只熊回家的时候金凤花姑娘正在憨憨大睡。Okay, let's play some examples while we start looking at the menu. It might take a long time.
Ling, can you stop Goldilocksing and just decide what to drink? Happy hour is almost finished.
Juan took a Goldilocks approach to decorating his apartment. Everything had to be just right.
They say our planet is in the Goldilocks zone. It's not too hot and not too cold to support life. It's just the right temperature.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。这期节目中我们在一起学习 Goldilocks 的意思和用法。在上面的例句里我们听到了 Goldilocks 的动词用法 Goldilocksing。Ling was Goldilocksing.
And as an adjective, a Goldilocks approach, the Goldilocks zone.
Anyway, Neil, have you decided what to eat?
Actually, not yet.
Now who's the Goldilocks? Let me order for both of us.Two bowls of porridge, please.
And not too hot.
Bye.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.